Doing great. We're here to ask you some things. So, good evening. You seem to have participated in really strong billings touring all over the world, including acts like, you know, the Swedish Grave, Necrophobic, Dark Funeral last year, and this November you have the one of the strongest extreme metal tours this year with Creator, Nihil, and Fueled by Fire. How's the tour going so far?
Well, we just finished the North American tour, and I have exactly 1 week, which is almost gone, and I fly to Europe on Monday.
Nice. So, as for the new album, your latest album, Il Divinum Insanus, came out early June last year. All this time, what are the fans' reactions to the new album, and what kind of feedback do you get performing songs from that album live?
Well, we've played the songs, we've done 3 songs from that. You know, I tell you, it's difficult to put a soundtrack together for a show because we have so many records to choose from, and there's so many songs that we have to play.
Makes perfect sense.
Classic songs. But the song, we got a really good reaction from, from the new stuff live. And, more and more people are coming up there. And, I really like the new album. You know, it took a while because there was some stuff that was kind of different on it. But the reaction...
That sparked some controversy, I know. And, as for you, Dave, do you enjoy, personally... touring more than jamming or recording new material in the studio?
It's two different things. You know, I like each one of them for their own thing. You know, it's fun being in the studio and being creative and trying things, and it's also fun performing music and seeing people with a smile on their face and enjoying what you do. So it's the same coin, but it's like, you know, heads or tails, you know? It's two different sides.
I see.
And I like them both equally.
I see. So, just to stick to the live issue, as I've seen your set list, apart from, the classic songs from the 3 or 4 albums, it includes for the first time Billur Sag from the Steve Tucker era of Morbid Angel, more specifically, the album Formulas Fatal to the Flesh. Tell me what led you guys to that decision. If I'm not mistaken, it's been quite a few years since you guys ever played songs from these albums.
Well, again, it becomes the more records that you put out, it becomes increasingly difficult to select a set list that has, within the time, constraints that you have. Like, for example, this tour that we have coming up. We have, about an hour set. So the promoter suggested that we're going to do just like a completely old school set with, everyone, the favorite songs from the first 4 records. And even that's difficult to do because, do we play this one? Do we not play that one? And inevitably someone will come up, I wish you would have played this song from this album. And, it's... I'm like, well, which song would you like us to replace? And then they can't answer that. Well, no, I like all those songs, but I want you to play more. We could go out and play for 4 hours and still not play all the songs.
That's really true.
I think any band that has a career as long as Morbid Angel probably runs into the same challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of Steve Tucker, have you heard his new effort with Nader Sadek called In the Flesh?
I'm familiar with it. I really haven't heard much about it.
Have you generally kept in touch with today's death metal scene? And if yes, which band or bands set themselves apart from the rest of them, in your opinion?
Well, to me, I'm personally a really big fan of Septic Flesh. They're probably one of my favorite bands right now. I also like the new Gojira.
Interesting. Sounds great. Especially if Fleska Apocalypse have a great drummer. He's just amazing. And add back to Morbid Angel. It's been a year since your original drummer, Pete Sandoval, came back from his back injury. How is he going so far? Have you kept in touch with him?
You know, he still has some challenges. You know, obviously it's our hope that he, you know, continues to, you know, to get better. But, at this point, Tim Young is the drummer in Morbid Angel. And he's doing an excellent job.
You've left the door open for Pete. Whenever he feels he can perform at 100%, he can come back?
Well, you know, we really haven't discussed it because that has not been the case yet.
All right. Let's talk about the shows here in Greece. What are your memories from the last time at 2008, a Rockaway Festival, and generally from playing live here in Greece?
Well, I love it. The Greek fans have been just immensely supportive of Morbid Angel over the years. You know, I wish we could get there more often, quite frankly. I really like the country. I like the people. I like the culture. I like the history. I like the food. What more can I say? I mean, it's a wonderful place, and I just, you know, I'm excited that we're getting to come back, and you know, it's always an honor for me to go to, you know, go to any country, and to be able to perform and you know, share.
And such a killer package with Creator and Nile,
especially.
Absolutely.
You know, we've been friends with Nile for many, many years. We've been friends with Creator for many, many years.
You've also said that, I don't know if it's you or Trey, you've said that Nile, you've stated some years ago that they're the leading light of death metal or something like that.
Well, you know, again, we've been friends with these guys for many, many years, and they're very creative and great musicians. You know, George Collius is probably... You know, he's right there amongst, you know, the very top drummers of the world. And, you know, these are all, you know, really, really good things.
What about Creator? How are you getting along with them?
Just fine. It's been, we've done touring with them in the past. It's been many, many years. But, yeah, I mean, you know, they're a great band. I think it's just going to be a really, really well-rounded, you know, diverse package.
So, what can the Greek Morbid Angel fans expect from your live performances?
Well, I mean, anybody who's ever seen Morbid Angel know that we deliver the goods 100% every night. And they can never expect any less than absolute supremacy from Morbid Angel.
Sounds really promising. I'm sure about that. I've seen live videos. And I'm sure you're going to deliver. What are your plans for the future?
Well, you know, I take every day just day by day, but I mean, it's always about, you know, going out there and sharing music, man, and being creative, being artistic, you know, writing great material and playing great material.
Yeah. Anything specific about, you know, the new material, about new music, or anything that comes to mind, you know, riffs here and there?
Well, I mean, you know, we don't talk too much about things until they're ready to happen. But we always have new, fresh, exciting, and big plans for the future. Right now, obviously, we're you know, concentrating on this tour that's going to be, you know, a nice long 2-month tour, and we're going to be going to some places that we've never gone before, in the Eastern Europe parts, and I've never been to Turkey before, so this will be the first time that we've done a Turkish show. Yeah, you know, again, we're going out and we entertain people with our brutality.
Nice, that's the best thing to do. Dave, you've been around with Morbid Angel since 1989 and Altars of Madness. Is there something you would like to achieve and haven't achieved yet?
From Morbid Angel or from the world?
From you personally. and Morbid Angel. You know, you could ask either way.
Well, you know, you're talking about places that I'd like to go that I haven't been, or what? I'm
talking about, you know, unfulfilled dreams, goals you'd like to achieve, you had set in the beginning of your career and haven't achieved yet. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, I think, you know, world conquest is always in order. But, you know, for me, and I know I've said this before, but it's so true. When I wake up in the morning and I get to be me another day and I get to share, you know, my music with people and I get to, you know, meet new people and taste a new food or hear a new song or whatever it is that happens that day, the new and exciting stimulus of that day is what leads me to the next. And you know, I'm thankful for every day that I have.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, that was about it. And you may end this interview however you feel like. A message to the fans, maybe.
I'm sorry, again?
You may end this interview however you feel like it.
Oh, well, I mean, I would thank you for the interview, man. And again, we're really looking forward to getting back to Greece. It's a very special country with very unique history and awesome fans. And I just, we're happy to be able to visit you guys once again.
Yeah, sure, we're going to have a killer time headbanging in that night. See you in November. Thanks a lot for the interview. It's been an honor.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much.
Goodbye.